With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Police have rounded up suspects following multiple fatalities in a deadly weekend shooting in New Mexico.
Authorities say a 20-year-old man and three teens have been arrested on suspicion of murder following a shooting that left three people dead and 15 injured. The shooting occurred at Young Park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, Friday night. Police say an altercation broke out after an unauthorized car show had drawn about 200 people to the park. The gunshot victims ranged in age from 16 to 36. Investigators say the suspects could face additional charges. I'm Mike Hempen.
Almost 200 Venezuelans in the U.S. illegally, some of them accused gang members, have been sent back to their homeland. The Trump administration put them on a plane that has since landed in Caracas. At the same time, the administration continues a court battle defending its deportation policies. Also at SRNnews.com, the war in Ukraine rages on, even as a fresh round of ceasefire talks now underway in Saudi Arabia.
On the front line, attacks in Ukraine and Russia are continuing. Russia launched a barrage of drones across Ukraine on the weekend that killed at least seven people, including a father and his five-year-old daughter in Kyiv. Ukraine is also launching drones, with the Russian military saying it intercepted 28 overnight.
That's correspondent Naon Kim. Israel continues hammering Hamas targets in Gaza, including in places where civilians are mixed in with the terrorists. Israel's military says its strike on the largest hospital in southern Gaza targeted a high-ranking Hamas official who was being treated there. He was killed along with a teenager who recently underwent surgery. Dow futures up 378. This is SRN News. The Liberian government tries to mediate a religious dispute.
The United Methodist Church and the Global Methodist Church are fighting over property. The UMC in Liberia is the traditional denomination and has embraced gay marriage and homosexual ordination, just like the church here in the U.S. A lot of Liberian congregations acquit the UMC for the GMC, and they want to keep their property. Liberian lawmakers are now trying to work out a deal between the increasingly hostile factions. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Syria has a new interim constitution, and it is based on Islamic law. International Christian Concern reports that the document, which will govern Syria for 5 years, states that Islamic jurisprudence will be the principal source of all legislation, and the president must be a Muslim. The constitution also proclaims religious freedom, says it will protect minority faith groups in the country. This is SRN News. Former Utah Congresswoman Mia Love has died.
Love was the first black Republican woman elected to Congress. Love entered politics in 2003, eventually becoming mayor of Saratoga Springs, Utah. She spoke out against President Obama at the 2012 Republican National Convention.
His policies have failed us. We're not better off than we were 4 years ago.
Love won a seat in Congress in 2014, but lost 2 years later. Mia Love had undergone recent treatment for brain cancer. She was 49. I'm Ed Donahue.
Heathrow bosses are defending their response to a fire that shut down Europe's busiest airport for almost a day. It comes after Britain's energy grid operator suggested the airport had enough electricity from other sources to keep running. More than 1,300 flights were canceled on Friday after a fire destroyed one of three electrical substations that supply Heathrow. More details at srnnews.com.